Were floods and droughts regular occurrences in ancient India? Of course, a big yes. But ancient Indians implemented effective solutions to tackle these. Each region exploited their own traditional water harvesting techniques, harvesting every drop of rainwater. The concept of water conservation was imbibed into the cultural fabric, also revering water as a goddess. Such was the harmony between humans and Mother Nature. There are archaeological evidences to corroborate the implementation of water harvesting techniques and controlling floods in ancient India. Excavations in the Indus Valley sites across central and the western India dating back to 2,500 years to 8,000 years, Kelly in South India dating back to 2,500 plus years, and more sites reveal proof of the excellent system of water harvesting and draining. Gujarat at present struggles to find ideas to manage the water resources, but the ancient settlement of Dholiwada revealed an intricate system of interconnected water reservoirs, channels, drains, and check dams. Dholiwada is one of the largest and the most prominent archaeological site of Harappan civilization. That hydraulic engineering that not only controlled floods but also harvested water. The ancient city of Dholiwada, a semi-arid region receiving an average of 260 millimeters rainfall annually, with saline subterranean water, scarcity of potable water, and no perennial water resource, ancient Indian settlers managed this crisis very well. The city was planned and laid out in such a manner that the eastern region was kept higher and the western lower. Mansar storm water channel and Malhar channel flanked the north and the south respectively. To collect the monsoon runoff from the storm channel, a series of 16 reservoirs were built between the inner and the outer walls of the city. The people of Dholiwada knew how to reduce the turbidity of flood flow in the Malhar reservoir by diverting its silt-laden water and letting it pass through number of interconnected small reservoirs and allow sediments to settle. Then the water reached to the larger eastern reservoir for consumption. The people of Dholiwada also knew how to control flood water thrust by building a system of check dams alongside the river, oriented in such a way that caused minimal damage. Specially designed water channels reduced the velocity of water before it drained into the main eastern reservoir. The presence of a grand eastern reservoir and series of small reservoirs suggest that Harappa had a good water harvesting system. The site of Dholiwada is surrounded by salt spant of the Great Run of Kutch and consists of ruins of the ancient Indus Valley civilization. At Dholiwada, stones were available in plenty and were used to make tiles for water structures. Drains were made available with both ordinary stones as well as neatly cut blocks. Do we know notice such grand water engineering marvels today? We today are in no match with our ancient brilliant ancestors. Think about it, how did the people of Harappa and Dholiwada exhibit their hydraulic engineering skills and put this water harvesting system into function? I am your host, Rutuja Sangeet Rao. I hope you liked today's episode. Don't forget to follow the channel. Stay tuned for more episodes.